Coughlin. There goes the full-time whistle. So Sligo Rovers take the points. Lewis Banks with the winning goal on 59 minutes. And that all means that Sligo Rovers open up a four-point gap at the top of the table. They lead the way now on 31 points. 4 points clear of Shamrock Rovers, who themselves are in action tomorrow there away to Longford Town. And remember St. Pat's, who are in third spot, host Dundalk tonight. So St. Pat's will have a chance to close the gap again. For Harps, they stay fifth in the table, but it's another defeat for them, a sixth loss of the season. And I'll tell you, Gavin, when you look back over the 90 minutes, Harps probably will feel they deserve more from that game.
Definitely. I think they were good enough value for a point. Again, the set-piece goal sort of killed them tonight, but overall performance not bad, just maybe not creative enough in the second half, but had enough opportunity in the first half to go on ahead. So look, extremely disappointing to lose. A massive result for Sligo there. I think they'll be going home absolutely delighted tonight to take the 3 points.
Paul Hegarty did suggest recently that Harps have been able to match almost everybody in this season in the Premier Division, and that was the case tonight again. The first half actually flew by. Sligo were in front after only 5 minutes. Romeo Parks firing into the net after Mark Anthony McGinley's poor punch clear from what was Sligo's first corner of the game. It was the perfect start for the league leaders, but Harps, they were back on level terms in an instant. Adam Foley racing clear down the right hand side, and his perfect cross was converted by Tunde Owalabi. 1-1, 6 minutes in. It was a blistering opening to this derby match, and at times in that first half, well, it was real end to end stuff, both teams having chances. And how there weren't more goals before half time, well, it was almost a mystery. Mark Byrne had Sligo's best chance to score a second, volleying over from close in after an inviting Greg Bulger free kick. And at the other end, Harps got behind that Sligo defence time and time again, thanks in the main to the power and pace of Owalabi. He was denied a second by a brilliant reaction stop from Ed McGinty. He had his header saved too, and then late in the half, the Harps striker broke clear on goal, only to shoot wide of the target. But it was Sligo who struck again, this time on 59 minutes, and again it came after a set-piece situation. Lewis Banks volleying into the back of the net from close range. Within a minute or two, they were down to 10 men. Romeo Parks was shown a straight red card following an incident with Kosovar Siddiqui. But even with half an hour left to play, Gavin Cullen, Sligo were able to hold out, and that was probably thanks in the main to the performance of their goalkeeper Ed McGinty, and we remember that brilliant save right at the death from Sean Boyd.
Yeah, absolutely a wonder save, I suppose, worthy of any game. It kept minute. He actually had a very good game overall. Didn't put a foot wrong. His handling of crosses was very good. His kicking was very good. And he definitely looks an impressive young goalkeeper.
He certainly does. So there you have it. Sligo Rovers win again. They've lost only once this season. It's been a fantastic campaign for them, and their players have moved over to down to our right hand side, down towards the River End goals, to offer a round of applause to the handful of Sligo Rovers supporters who watched this game from behind the fencing on behind those goals. And the Sligo Rovers supporters and the players more than happy with how things have ended up tonight in this Northwest Derby. Later tonight, Drogheda and Derry City kick off at 7:45, so almost ready to get underway in that one, as they are at Richmond Park, where St. Pat's play Dundalk. And there are a couple of games tomorrow as well in the League of Ireland Premier Division, including Longford against Shamrock Rovers and Bowes against Waterford. Both those games kick off at 4 o'clock tomorrow. My thanks to Gavin Cullen for his co-commentary here tonight at Finn Park in Balbuffet, and thanks to Ivan and Donal back in studio for their help and assistance as well. It's been a disappointing night for Harps, a good performance nonetheless, but ultimately no reward for that good display. It's finished here at Finn Park in Balbuffet. Finn Harps 1, Sligo Rovers 2.